Soundcheck, 1-2, soundcheck, 1-2. Hey, what's up? Happy New Year's Eve.
Oh, my God. Okay, he bringing the juice today.
Sorry, I had 3 cups of coffee before this podcast. I'm fucking on one.
Somebody cut him off.
What Sorry. Happened?
And it's our coffee, too, so you know that shit is right.
I just want it out. Right. I'm so.
Should I keep my hat like this the whole time?
Yeah. No, this is. You should keep it like that for all of 2020.
It's a new thing. Let them live.
Say it like, hey, Panini.
Oh, but do not. Speaking of new, wait, real quick, do you guys have any resolutions for this year?
Wear my hat straight.
All right, that works.
I guess I drink beer less.
Okay.
Less
drink beer.
Try
less.
Tequila more. I just need
less beer, hard liquor. Yeah.
It's like a, it's like a beer commercial.
Because I only drink beer. That's it.
Okay.
But yeah.
It's coffee talk, bitch.
It's coffee talk, baby. Ooh, yeah.
Wait. There.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
All right. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Thank you again for joining us this week. You're about to talk. What were you about to say?
I'm your host, Zane Johnson.
And I'm your other host, Heath Hussar.
And welcome to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. This is going to be a very juicy, the juice.
There it is.
type of podcast today. You guys have requested this episode for a very, very long time. We've seen a ton of tweets, a ton of comments. Mm-hmm. So we are going to give it to you.
Here it
you
is, baby. Play some like sci-fi. Ooh.
The Illuminati, the Beyonce, the Avril Lavigne.
All right. Oh, Zane's so amped on this. I'm excited too.
I love watching conspiracy videos. Like
it's addicting. I just love talking about it. Just thinking outside the box and questioning stuff that like you're told.
Yeah, I just want I want the conspiracy theories to be right. I'm like that fucking. Like, I just want it to be right.
And sometimes they end up being right.
You're right.
They really do.
Correct.
Right.
Very correct.
Then it's not really a theory anymore.
No, it's no longer theory. It becomes fact.
Wow.
Very it becomes good. The truth.
What a groundbreaking podcast tonight, huh?
Guys, if something is no longer an opinion, it becomes a fact. That is correct.
Oh, but there was one game that I kind of wanted to play right before we got to the conspiracy theories that
cool.
we didn't get to in our last episode, but I think it's kind of appropriate because
a game?
Our first like kind of episode had this segment in it, I think.
Y'all want to play a game? Say yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So y'all remember the Florida Man segment that Mariah and I did in like the OG like first episode.
We were supposed to do that every podcast.
That was supposed
episode.
To be like a cute little thing that we added in.
And
like,
we just didn't do it.
Oh, we didn't. Well, because we discovered new
we were
new things
too busy
to talk
the
about.
Juice and
see,
funny.
New year, new podcast.
Love
all right, so we're going to do it. We're
I forgot the person who sent this suggestion in as something to do fun and as a segment we could do on our podcast, but it's called the Florida Man Birthday Game.
Oh, I know what this is. Where you pick your birthday and see, like Google your birthday plus Florida Man.
Yes.
And then whatever happened on your birthday in Florida.
Okay, so who do we start with in our group?
Let's start with Heath.
Yeah, okay. Heath. Yeah, when's Heath's birthday?
Heath, when is your birthday?
Out.
That's the first test. That's the first conspiracy theory.
The 27th.
It rhymes with Schmapril Hith.
Or were you...
It's an April 5th?
There. Wow, this guy's on fire today.
But were you born on the 5th?
That was good.
Okay, a thong-wearing Florida man was arrested while building a shed with garbage on a stranger's property.
Okay, that
wait,
so normal.
Read
like,
it again.
Like thong, like underwear thong or like thongs, like sandal thongs? Because Florida, everybody's got thongs on.
I want to guess an underwear thong.
Right, because you wouldn't get arrested for wearing sandals.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a good amount of people in thongs.
You
in
go
Fort
to
Lardale
you go
Beach.
To Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Have you owned a thong?
I've never owned a thong, but I did when I was younger. I used to pull my underwear into my butt to make it. I don't know why.
I think every boy did that.
I don't like my whitey tighties. I'd tuck them into my butt because I thought it was funny. I don't know.
I used to like to tuck and then do. Like, I don't have a penis.
Yeah, that was my favorite joke.
Where'd my weenie go?
This
is a weird.
Oh,
podcast.
I love. Pushing my breasts together and
oh my
tits.
God.
Oh, that's my favorite. Look, okay, for the people. That
Florida man pushes his breasts together.
Look.
And tucks his wiener.
Wow. I can't do
you
that.
You know what? No, I'm gonna do it even better. One second.
Oh my God, guys, if you're listening right now, You don't want to watch this
because you don't.
He's pinching his nipples
hair,
together.
The hair in between it.
Oh,
Zane, that's like strangely realistic.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to like tape it up and just walk around and see people's reactions because I'd be like just normal clothes and then just a pair
that
of tits.
Good cleavage.
good cleavage. It's like a good Corinna cleavage. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen his tits.
I know the vacuum cleaner man. Heath, your Florida man was a thong wearing Florida man. Building a shed with garbage on a stranger's property.
Love that. Nice. Give it up. Give it up for April 5th.
All right.
Wow. Who's next?
November 18th.
November 18th, which is Mariah's birthday. I'm kidding. It's her birthday. I know. Zane, yours was actually not. It was kind of the least funniest one. It
Ooh,
was
just, okay, we can skip mine then.
Well, no. Florida man tried to steal vending machine from apartment complex.
That's kind of fun.
That's fun.
That's very on brand, yeah, I'd say.
These aren't surprising to Heath and I, though. These are just so normal in Florida.
That stuff happens left and right.
Exactly. I know. It seems
that's the shit we see in person. You know what I'm saying?
That's the shit we've done. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Yeah, because you have a vending machine right here next to you.
It wasn't stolen.
And then Mariah was a Florida man demands cash and donuts during a Krispy Kreme robbery attempt.
I've 100% heard that story
before.
I've heard that story
before. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lucky. This is like a fortune cookie. I love this.
Which crime did I commit today?
And this one is mine. Florida man with Sesame Street haircut had heroin in his rectum.
Hold on. What is a Sesame Street haircut?
Yeah, why? That's actually a really good question, and I'm going to pull that up right now. What do you think a Sesame Street haircut
is? To me, I pictured Kodak Black.
Like that. I picture like curly.
I picture this, like the mohawk, but it goes down a little bit.
I pictured Kodak Black when he had like those little like balls all over
his
head.
That's a Jersey Shore haircut.
Yeah, I don't see what's very Sesame Street about it.
I don't think they meant Sesame Street as the show. I think they just meant it was probably like a
Oh, I think he looks like Bert and Ernie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he kind of has like a little straight top, little like vanilla top. Ice
Timothy Davis, if you're listening.
All right.
Okay, guys. Well, that was your segment of Florida Man Birthday Game.
That was one hell of an intro to a spooky conspiracy theory episode.
So this one is one that was one of the top ones. I don't think it's okay. Here's what it is. Every famous person who has died lately only has one eye in their Instagram picture.
Oh, I saw that. That's it's really
like
creepy.
The last Instagram picture, one eye is covered.
Yeah. Right? And it was it all rappers, correct?
Yeah. A lot of the famous rappers. And then the one guy, I don't know his name. The guy from The Descendants who passed away, the Disney Channel.
Cameron
sorry.
Cameron Boyce.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I don't know his name. He was different time on Disney Channel for me. But yeah, so they all have one eye. Like someone's like sideways, someone's covering their eye.
The reason why I feel like that's not weird. The other people that have died recently, their pictures are probably not one eye. So
I think it's a pretty weak theory.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Do too.
But
I think agree. It's weak.
Thank you.
It's next. A weak theory.
I don't know.
Well, then speaking of, that's one of the conspiracy theories. Are like celebrities. Who's still alive? Who's
Elvis?
Not?
I hope Elvis.
I hope he's on a beach somewhere sipping like a margarita.
I don't know how to back myself up. Like I've heard it. I don't know how to put it into words.
Just say what you
heard. All of this stuff is coming from stuff that we've heard and we're trying to repeat.
Again, if you read the bio of our podcast, very uneducated people giving their very bad opinions on anything that we've
people think that Elvis is still alive.
Tupac, everybody thinks Tupac is still alive.
I feel like Tupac would have come forward fame. Definitely. But have you heard about Richard Simmons though?
No.
No.
You know Richard Simmons, who's the
sweating to the oldies
guy with the bedazzled tank tops and did all the exercise videos, guy with the big afro. Well, he's been like missing out of the public eye for like a few years lately.
Yeah.
There's even like a whole podcast called Missing Richard Simmons. And he has not been seen out in public. He's been just staying at home. And people think that his like housemaid is like keeping him like, I don't, like
hostage almost inside
of
his own house.
Yes, like telling him you don't need to be going out. You need to be staying just at home.
That
you
happens
don't need
so much. I feel like
people.
With different people
really?
Around the world, they just get held hostage. Not like physically, but just like mentally. Like just
weird.
Yeah, it's like one of
make
those
them feel like
they
shouldn't go outside and shouldn't.
Well, did you hear about the Amelia Earhart conspiracy?
That she that the that
she's
the
in
Bermuda
Japan.
Triangle.
Japan.
Like, yeah.
That's crazy. I love that. Oh,
no
I don't know, it's
way.
Fun.
So how did that happen?
I don't think
happen?
I believe any of these. It's just so fun. Like, I'm having fun. Are you guys having fun?
I'm having a blast.
I love it. We have no idea.
What are we talking about? Okay.
I have. Okay. Then God, besides.
Let's get really deep into it. Let's get deep into these theories.
Let's
because there
fun.
Is some that
we
want to talk about.
All we
about
keep
that
saying
like,
is, did you hear about this one? Oh, did you hear about
we're not
that
actually
one?
Talking about it.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
If you guys want me to dive deep into one. then by all means, I can dive deep into it.
Do you have one that you're like pretty familiar with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
Tons of ones. Well, hold on. There's some fun ones that I have. You know, Walt Disney, people say that he's like frozen.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And that he's like buried under the park.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. What's the latest Disney movie that's had a lot of hype?
Frozen.
So people think that Disney purposefully made this movie Frozen to swerve all the Google searches away from this rumor about Walt Disney being frozen.
Because people were like trying to like debunk it and be like, Walt Disney's frozen. They're trying to like figure out what's going on.
It is a really weird title to name a movie, like a Disney movie. Frozen.
I know.
Because normally it'd be Snow White, Sleeping Beauty.
Interesting.
But this one, it's not. Also, what's the name of the princesses?
It's me.
The names of the princess? Elsa?
Elsa. That's a great title for a Disney movie. Elsa.
And now the conspiracy about this Frozen with the Frozen thing is coming out. So they're like, oh, Frozen 2. Gotta cover this one up.
Yeah.
Frozen 2. <Wow. laughs>
That's good, Bubba.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I don't think that he was actually really frozen, though, like Walt Disney was. And I mean, he was, you know, very wealthy man and eccentric. But
next one, Frozen 3, nothing. Return of Disney Ice Princess. Just every word just connected to it. Just
went to Walt Disney's house like 2 months ago.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
His actual house?
You did.
What'd you do at Walt Disney's house?
I went to
his house. We both did. We were at the gates.
When?
When we test drove your car.
That was Walt Disney's house?
That was Walt Disney's house.
Oh, that's why there's Mickey Mouse on the gates.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just replace the gates?
Because it's Walt Disney's house. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think like can you go visit it at all? Or
no, it's owned by somebody right now.
You sure? Yes. Yeah, it was Walt Disney's house. Okay, I don't remember that being said.
Well, the kid, you know, the kid who lives there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want to like talk about stuff.
Oh,
like that.
It's an actual. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
The reason why I bought the car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his parents bought Walt Disney's. Well, it was owned by somebody else, and then that guy sold it to this kid's parents.
Okay.
Crazy.
Oh, Mariah, yes. You had this. You brought a really interesting conspiracy.
Thing to
the
yeah.
table. You tell them just like, you know, rocks and.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Oh my God.
So you know rocks, right? Like just rocks outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think rocks are soft until touched. Like.
Yeah, oh there's God. A lot of people think this.
What?
Mariah, what shit you smoking?
Don't ask me to back it up, please. Please.
You cannot say that.
Go outside and touch a rock.
I could poke
gonna
a
be
rock
hard.
With a stick.
And how do you know it's going to be hard? Because you're touching it. Exactly. It knows that that.
That's like saying that couch is fucking not a couch until you touch it. But why? I just want to know why people think that.
There is a weird theory about just like expanding on that all of this is a simulation and it's like a video game. Yes. Everything in a video game looks real. Like it's real when you want it to be real. Does that make sense? Like this cup, I'm seeing a cup sitting here, but it's real when I make it real and I need it to be touched.
The whole simulation thing, I can't really believe it because me and you are seeing the same thing. Unless my simulation is just you guys are all exist in my simulation, but someone else's simulation is completely different. You know what I mean? How does that make sense? Because you're a real person. You're a real person. I know you guys are real people.
But you think that we're real. Like right
and
now.
Is this a simulation fucking with
I'm
me
just
right
saying,
now?
Like we could be like an avatar and like we're on another planet and we're like logging
someone's
into
created
this
us to like, yeah.
It's hard to believe that.
Do you ever hear those stories of like the trumpets being heard in
the
sky?
Yeah, that is weird.
Oh, no, that's weird.
What
yeah,
is
that's
that?
Weird.
So like people will hear, you'll see videos, people will hear sounds of trumpets like in Texas, but also in Germany, just trumpets filling the sky. They'll hear trumpets and they'll hear almost like mechanic construction.
Yeah, like
robotic
transformer
sound.
Noises.
Yeah. Yeah, in the sky.
Like where's that coming from? Because I've heard that too.
I don't know, the highway? Like over yonder?
The bridge being built?
Wait, that's kind of freaky.
Yeah, it's pretty
guys,
cool.
I have actually a really good one. TikTok star Charli D'Amelio is actually planted by the government.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and her sister is like a branch of her robot.
What? Okay.
No, it is. It's crazy.
I want to believe this.
No, really.
I want
it's crazy. Have you seen? You haven't seen like the anonymous like
you watched
videos
her meetup
of her?
Video, right?
The government. The meetup was simulated, just fucking the whole thing.
I don't know of her specifically, but I do think people are planted and become something to influence the youth.
Yeah.
Like, almost along the lines of like Illuminati to influence the future of
society.
Hi,
I'm Poppy.
That's weird.
She's brilliant. I like Poppy.
No, I think that whole Poppy thing, I think she's trying to be one of those things. And I see right through
what
it.
What about little Michaela?
Who?
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah. I don't know how to feel about that.
Who is that?
What's little
Michaela? I would love to see who actually poses as her, because obviously everything is like...
Oh, it's the artificial intelligent.
Yeah. Oh, I like little Michaela.
Wait, I've never...
Yes. I think
it's interesting.
I'm down with it. I mean, like, yes, it's not a real person, or it's like a person with like a digital face on top of it, but it's a really like interesting way of like art and like self-expression and like changes... I don't know, kind of what it means to be a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, it's what's weird is that this little Michaela girl lately has been going on like those teens or like people react videos. Like those teens react
what?
Videos.
There's no way. Really? I've never seen a video of her.
Me neither. I've never seen her in action.
No, yeah.
There's videos of her?
Yes. But it's like, I think what they do is it's a girl's body, and then they go in and digitally do her face.
Gotcha.
Really?
And she answers everything and stuff, but she just has this digital face that they go and implant.
They edit this video, and then they send the final video to Michaela's.
Yes.
And they just...
Yes. I think they come in
They're
and...
going to that extent?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What's even scarier is, you know what like deep fakes are?
Yeah.
What is that?
Deep fakes are...
Yeah, you
horrifying.
Know.
Like, there'll be interviews of somebody talking, and then they'll just transform into Tom Cruise. Like, slowly their face will become Tom Cruise, and Tom Cruise will be sitting here talking. Like if I had the technology, you could make me look like David right now talking.
Right.
Are you talking about the Will Smith videos that have been out?
Yes.
You're
or the one
that?
With like Steve Buscemi on Jennifer Lawrence's body.
Yeah.
And it looks so real. And especially because there's all this content and videos of you out there. So for people like us, people could deep fake us because there's all these video content of us out there talking to the cameras.
It's us saying probably every word in the dictionary, us doing every facial expression.
Yeah.
And you could just turn that into whatever you want it to be.
Was I with you guys when we met somebody was showing us something where we say all the alphabets and we say all these random little things and they can make you say whatever they want.
What?
Oh, well,
I forget who it was that I was having this conversation with. And
there's a fake conversation of Joe Rogan where it's his voice and they put it together. Like if you have everything of Joe Rogan he's ever said, and then you like put it into like a algorithm type thing and you could type in whatever you want it to be and it will make it sound like
make him say whatever you want.
Dude, that's so scary for the future then.
Yeah.
What that means on like how do we decipher what is a real video like of the president or someone of big importance telling you something versus that being a deep fake.
It's scary, but look, I'm sitting back. I'm eating my popcorn. I'm gonna see what happens.
Yeah,
you
relax,
next YouTuber, does something stupid, gets exposed, and like, no, it was a deep fake.
It was a deep fake.
Guys, it's not me.
You guys know about the conspiracy theory with going on with all these fires. How like the fires are started from these lasers coming from the satellites, like the government. They're targeted, so they'll target certain areas. This was like a year ago, like something about like. People were talking shit about Trump, and the people that were talking shit about Trump, their houses like caught fire.
Really?
Because only that section was like caught. But then you would look everywhere else, and everywhere was just like perfect. Like houses were untouched around these other houses.
That's weird.
That's interesting. That Shane I actually watched that video from Shane Dawson's video, and I thought that was really interesting.
Sure. I don't know. I guess I'm so skeptical like to all of this. This is such a funny topic that we're talking about.
Do you guys believe that people are being cloned?
Yes.
All.
Oh yeah, I think so.
100%. You really think so?
I mean, they've cloned animals
humans?
And stuff, I think.
Well,
yeah. You can pay. Humans. You can pay to be cloned.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. What do you mean you can pay to be cloned?
If you have the money, you can get it done.
You can have your horse cloned. You can have your dog cloned.
Where? If you had the money right now, how would you go get it? Like, where would you go?
You go to stem cell researchers. Yeah. This is like the limits of my knowledge.
Yeah. I don't know like the website.
You can
check.
I don't think it's that easy if you were to go get something like that clone.
No, people who I do know that you can get like it's big in like the horse world. Like if you have a big time like winning horse and you want that horse to keep winning, rather than like breeding it with itself, let's just get it cloned. And they're able to like replicate the DNA and get it into like another horse. I'm pretty sure that's like true and actually happens. But it's so controversial because it's like, where do we draw the line between playing God?
Right.
and the advancement technology.
And like, you can also pay now to for the gender of your baby, right?
You can
and
pay
the
to
color
like,
of their eyes and stuff.
Designer babies. Really?
Designer babies.
Designer
babies.
That's scary.
It's crazy.
It is. And like, in all, but then there's like benefits where, who knows, maybe you do have like a mutation in your family history and you really don't, and there's a chance of your kid having that mutation. If there's a way of removing that, do you do it? Or do you just play it as God plays it? You know,
I know
if there is God,
If we did have the decision, like if we knew before and there was a mutation, I bet you every 100% of people would choose to like.
I think so.
But it's still like, but it was God. It's like,
but there's something exciting about like having a baby and not knowing what it's gonna look like.
Right.
You know,
fun.
I think that's what
I
makes it
that.
Fun.
Yeah.
And you're gonna love it. It doesn't matter what it is, mm-hmm. you're gonna
oh
love
my.
It.
Oh my! Could you imagine if like it wasn't expensive and it was just like every normal person. Like, as soon as you're about to have your baby, like, put in, like, a little code, like, what you want it to look... Like, imagine what everybody would look like.
It'd be like a
what's
going to
be sad is that the rich people will start looking, like, really kind of nice, and then, like, you would only have to afford, like, certain features, which is, like, crazy to think
You can
about.
Only pay for, like, a good nose. The eyes are, like, a little bit more expensive.
No, but there's going to be that, like, weird thing. Like, are you a designer baby? Like, did your parents design you like that? Or, like, no, I'm a natural born. And then will there be, like, different types of, like, segments where it's,
so
like, I'm
weird.
Natural born. I approve. People's Instagram bios, natural born.
We're in 20 years, we're paid to promote companies that do that. So we're like, hey guys, you can use my code Zane if you want
make
your
sure
baby to look like
right
me.
Oh my gosh, that's
Whoa.
Crazy.
Imagine you want like your baby to kind of look like David Dobrik so you can like pay for that. To like to get certain characteristics of David Dobrik
it's gonna
to make your
there.
Kid look like him.
But you know what, guys? In the meantime, do yourself a favor.
Buy our merch.
Please stop the gender reveal parties.
Yeah, the gender reveal.
Oh, yeah, those are, it's so overrated.
Oh my God.
They are.
Oh, they're all terrible.
I have not seen one where I was like, that was cool. We got to do that.
No.
They're awful.
The fuck up gender reveals are the funniest
to watch
though, because
they deserve it.
They deserve it.
Let's go back to conspiracies.
Yeah, no, let's go back to conspiracies.
I have a fun one that I think you guys will know about. I cannot explain. The Simpsons conspiracies.
Oh, that they predict the future.
I love
yeah.
that.
In their shows.
That's
yeah.
actually insane.
There was one I saw on TikTok where it was like, it was a clip of The Simpsons and it was set in London and it was like from like mid-90s. And there was this build, like you see Tower Bridge, and then you see in the back, like I think it's called like the Shard, or I don't know the name of the building, but it's a building that
it's
wasn't built
it's
yet.
It's like shaped like a needle. Yeah.
Yes, but it was like a building that wasn't built until recently.
Yeah.
And,
really?
And there's no other building that would have been there shape. Next to the Tower Bridge.
There's like a little cut in the top where it goes like this. And it's the exact same.
Well, do you think they like
look.
Did it on purpose, like to be like?
I think it's a good staff of writers, and there's so many episodes of The Simpsons. There's so many where like they're bound to like be
predict,
little
predict
like,
something.
Something's bound
Which
to be
is
in line.
So cool.
Were you there at David's house when we watched the video of how big the universe actually is?
Yeah.
Were you there? So it's crazy just seeing how small our fucking planet is compared to. Do you think this isn't a conspiracy theory? I'm just really interested to see what you do. You think there's another Earth somewhere else where people are living on there? They have a completely different life on there than us.
But it's just like us.
So you're saying
like,
is there aliens?
There's no way. Not I wouldn't say aliens,
it's
but
just
they,
like
they would be an alien.
Other sure, yeah, they're aliens,
right?
Compared to
right.
what we, but. Just another planet with humans, but they just live completely differently.
I would love to 100%. Think so. That's
100%.
Like, that's crazy to think about that. Like, imagine.
Crazy.
Have you ever seen that movie, Another Earth? Where it's set, like, in present day, and one day you wake up and you looked outside and you saw Earth in the sky. Like, okay, this is, like, the beginning of the movie. And then everybody on Earth starts freaking out. They're like, what is that? That's Earth in the sky. Why are we looking at Earth? And so in the movie, there was like this weird duplication in the cosmos that caused Earth to completely separate you. So like this time in this life, at one point it just goes boom. So now you're living in two separate dimensions, but of like the same place. So there's another version of you out there, but living in a whole different universe. And it's crazy because in the movie, they get in contact with the Earth. They go, who is it? What planet is it? And it's like, we're you guys. And it's the person on like who's like the president.
How did they know, but the other people don't know that they're just like.
Because when the person contacts the planet, it's like, who are you? Who's like on behalf of the person speaking on behalf of the planet? It's them that they're talking to.
How are they aware of what's going on, but not the other planet.
They talk about it and stuff, and it all goes down into this girl.
It's just a movie. Why am I even questioning this?
I love alien stuff, though.
Yeah. I 100% think aliens are real.
Yeah, there has to be, because we are so small in this universe. It's just, there's no way.
Okay, you're going to think I'm crazy.
There's not.
I think aliens built the pyramids.
You've seen them.
Going to the pyramids, you realize how much bigger and insane they actually are.
You don't think those were made by, because I feel like humans can, I mean, look at the buildings in our country, like how tall they are. You would think aliens built that shit too.
No, because we have machines. Back then, the
technology.
But they made like those pulley systems that they would.
Listen to Heath.
Each rock is like 5 tons. And they're thousands and thousands and thousands of them to get to the top of the pyramid that they stacked. And the rocks that were used were mined from a quarry hundreds of miles down the river. And they had to go upstream.
One at a time. With
one at a time. They're all perfectly cut at 90 degree angles with no tool. If in today's world, we could not duplicate the pyramids.
Yeah,
with the technology that they
slaves.
Have.
I mean, you could
No. Obviously,
I mean, you could definitely duplicate it with what we have now, but
with our technology now, I'm saying yes. But trying to do it the way they supposedly did it, there's no way. It would take so fucking not even that, but they had all the time. The Egyptians documented absolutely everything that they did, their entire civilization, but there's not one thing about the pyramids. About how it was built, about who did it. It's just not in their history.
Wow.
And Heath was there, so he saw how big these things
were. You
were
there back then when they were building the pyramids?
Yes, oh, my crazy. God.
No, but...
Y'all,
think he knows?
Stupid.
Oh, but did you hear this, though? Like, UFO sightings are just humans from the future on a time-traveling safari?
Cool.
Oh, that's funny.
That's cute.
That's my
like,
favorite
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're just like, let's go hop to Earth, and we're going to fuck with them, and we're going to act like we're in UFOs. So they're just like, bloop.
But do you think there's such a huge, like, there's a huge rules and protocol where, like, guys, we need to just...
Hands in the vehicle.
Yes, hands. This is...
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that is, like, the most dangerous thing they can do in that world.
Oh, my gosh. That's so
fun. Fuck with us, our past. Or their past.
Yeah. Do you believe in the abduction stories? People getting abducted by aliens?
I don't know.
I mean, I want to believe Mariah.
No, I know. It's just
really
fun. Like there's a bunch of stories where people disappear, like they're a missing person. Like, say someone, I forget, there was a man, he lived somewhere and he ended up in California, but like doesn't know how he got there. And it's like a bunch of stories like that. Like they end up somewhere else.
Crack is a crazy drug.
And they all have the same story where it's like, I saw this light and that was the last thing I remember.
This reminds me of a documentary about a girl that she believed that she was taken by aliens, but it was actually her abductor that like put these headphones in her ear. And he was recording
yes,
and made him sound
made
like an alien.
Believe.
So when I watched that whole, because that whole documentary is insane.
It's wild,
like for this guy to make this girl believe that she was abducted and she has to do all these things to return back to Earth is crazy.
She called her family and told them that she was abducted, but she's okay. And she's going to,
imagine drugging her. Like
drugging her throughout this process.
So she would wake up kind of disoriented and listening to this, like it was a radio that the guy recorded.
You've never watched this? I feel like you told me to watch this. Or was it you that told me to watch it? Someone told me to watch it.
Maybe we talked about it.
This sounds really familiar and I think I know about this case.
Yeah, I forget the girl's name.
Did they release the woman back into like...
Yeah, this guy, her abductor, he like became friends with the family. He became like he was their neighbor, became really good, close with all of them. He tried to like make the wife cheat on her husband, and also the husband cheat on his wife with him. Like he was such a master manipulator.
Oh,
he would,
my God.
When the girl got released, it took them years for like she had to go into therapy because she still was convincing people that she was abducted and stuff, even though she was like safe with her family.
Freaky.
Ooh, I love every time we talk about this story, it makes me excited. The JonBenet Ramsey.
JonBenet Ramsey, guys.
That is such an interesting story. I feel like at this point we all know what really happened. But explain for the people listening
if
you don't know.
Do we not? Okay, well, JonBenet Ramsey,
like,
if you're
short.
Not familiar with the case of JonBenet Ramsey, this happened in, I'm pretty sure, the early 90s. She was a child pageant queen on Christmas night, the night of Christmas, December 25th. That night, JonBenet was found in her house, well, the next day, strangled and left a ransom note from a person claiming that they had JonBenet, they needed money, and they found it to her strangled and bound and tied in the basement. And the parents said they didn't do it. The brother said he didn't do it. But all of these things add up where it looks like that wasn't really the case. Am I saying everything correctly?
Yes, pretty much, yeah. And like there were certain details like the pineapple.
Oh, the pineapple. Okay, well, what's craziest thing is like one, somebody coming to abduct a child on the night of Christmas.
Yeah.
Like that's really weird. Everybody's home on like the night or right. night of
Hanging
Christmas.
Out with their family. See,
even murderers and kidnappers, they have a family too. They're probably spending
it. Yeah, they said it entered through a window, didn't look like it. And one thing that was really weird about the ransom note, it had very like maternal language in it. So like the first line of the ransom note is, listen carefully, John. Like one.
Which is like something your mom would say.
Yeah. Yes. Right. No like, you know, evil abductor child, right? Listen carefully. We represent a small foreign faction of people who do not particularly like you. One very maternal kind of language.
Don't particularly.
Yeah. Don't particularly like you. And then one thing that was really interesting is another line in the ransom note that was like, don't try to grow a brain, John, which is also a line from like a John Wayne movie. And in the game room of the house are all John Wayne like movie posters on the walls. Huh. So like this family was like realized that they lost their daughter. The daughter had been dead because I think the brother killed her.
Which, but
that
you know, accidents happen, you know?
Right.
Like
so
it was just an awful accident.
Right. If you're confused, the conspiracy is that the brother hit
accidentally.
Well, okay. He was eating pineapples at the dinner table, and JonBenet went up and took a pineapple. He got mad. He hit her over the head with a flashlight.
Like a mag light, yeah.
Yeah, a flashlight.
Which a kid
knocked her
would
out.
Do. Like, I feel like a kid
right.
would hit another kid with a, like
yes,
something
but
like that.
It's a stupid accident, but like,
yeah.
yeah.
Right, it's
like,
a freak
yeah.
accident. Right, it knocked her out and that was it. And the parents panicked and they wrote this ransom note.
Because they didn't want to
their
lose
kid.
Both kids.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
And they wanted
yeah.
to lose both
accident.
Of their kids
right.
that night.
Because they knew that like he would never intentionally try to like, you know, murder
right.
her.
Right.
But
and I bet they were drunk too. Because they'd come back from a Christmas party. And they still like apparently
hopped
were wearing
up
the
on
clothes.
Right.
They but
were,
hold on.
And then
who
they just
was,
had a run.
So they let these kids just in the house by themselves. These two little kids.
No. The JonBenet had wet the bed. The mom went upstairs. Well, had made Bert a bowl of pineapple. JonBenet wet the bed. She went upstairs to go clean the bed. JonBenet comes down, eats the pineapple. This is all theory. And
oh,
Bert gets
so they
mad.
Were home already.
They're downstairs. The mom's upstairs cleaning up the bed. I think
oh
upstairs at least or wherever in this house.
Wow.
And then the kids, this whole thing happens. And then the brother hits her. I also think the brother hit her, realized what he did, and then spent some time with her trying to bring her back alive. Because they said that there's like... there's these two marks on her neck that they
oh,
say
yeah.
that was like she was by like a stun gun. But like a stun gun, you
what?
Would a person would leap and scream yeah. and stuff. But they think that the brother had the railroad track and unhooked it and then took the little two parts and was trying to like bring her back to
like
life.
I feel like a little kid wouldn't think to do that, though.
This kid is demented. You can look at the videos.
Well, you can see his interviews like today even. And
he's weird.
Him talking
he's weird
about
it.
He's just kind of like smile. He has this like smirk on and he's kind of just like just a pleasant face on. It's very strange. But I understand people handle situations differently, but it's very
yeah, and it was very it's
uneasy.
Very, he was probably like forced to just believe that he didn't like. He was like, "You didn't hurt her. You didn't hurt her. You
right,
didn't hurt
yeah.
her." Just like he can believe.
Kids
he
are
never
sponges.
And
like,
people
gonna...
people have like confessed and thought they did murders that they didn't do because of how many times they were told they did it.
Yeah,
you that's know? That's always crazy to me because like obviously everyone's different, but like when I watch those tapes, I'm like, it doesn't matter how fucked up I am or how drunk, I would never just confess to a murder I did not do. I would just keep on fighting. But it's crazy that just some people, they're just mentally fucking.
Yeah. yeah. Well, that also, and then people like commit to murders because if they don't, then they're going to be in prison even longer. And it's like, well, you're going to go to jail anyway. So it's like, you can get life, or if you confess and do like a plea bargain, you'll do
that's
30, 20 years.
Fucked up.
So
that's
so
crazy.
That's so messed up.
And they got away with it. Till this day, no one has ever been convicted for the crime of JonBenet Ramsey.
And
the mom
so
died
sad.
Of cancer, and the dad, I think the dad dates somebody who was tied to the case. Like,
damn.
Isn't it crazy if that should happen now? Immediately they would have been arrested. Like they would like
who knows?
It would have been
I
so
think
easy.
They were rich and they were white and people wanted to believe that a man came in and abducted them. And even the mom in her interviews is like, I did not kill JonBenet, and I believe her. I believe the mom that they didn't kill
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
But they did they sure as hell covered it up.
Oof. It's gotta be horrifying coming down and seeing your like little daughter murdered by the brother. Like, that's kind of messed up.
Realistically, what would happen in that situation? At the time, how would the police have handled that?
You're charged as a minor.
The kid would have been charged
as
a minor.
You're a minor.
But when you're a kid and you hit, like, it was in your head, probably, you're not trying to kill her. You're just like, hey, you ate my food.
He would go to, like, a mental hospital for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I for some reason, I thought, like, there's a certain age as a kid where if you did do that, obviously you didn't do it. Like,
when I was in AP psychology in high school, we did a field trip to the Terrell State Mental Hospital, which is like a state run mental hospital for, like, you know, patients or whatever. Like, and it's like, it was a really sad, spooky place. And I mean, it's like, it was just like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest type stuff. Like, it was pretty freaky. But what was weird is that there was a building when they were giving us a tour of the mental hospital. I go, that's where all the children are that we keep at our facility. Those are kids who've, like, have, like, accidentally killed someone.
What?
Wow.
Or, like, where they, like, keep them. Like, because they're, like, in, like, a rehabilitation kind of thing. Wow. Like, you can't, like,
that's so put a sad. Kid like, that, in those a are, cell. Like, actual kids that I feel bad for. Because, like,
they could
you
also
have
be,
no
like,
idea what.
Little kids, like, can have issues. Like,
yeah.
And they have to be institutionalized.
There was a story of a young kid. He was, like, 12 years old. This was way, like, years ago. There was a little boy, and he was walking to the park or to school. I forget the story, really. But I think he was, like, maybe 6 years old, and it was, like, a block away from the house. And back then, it was okay. Like, just walk to the park. That's fine. Like, whatever. His mom watched him leave. Whatever. He left. Never came back after the park. I think he went to camp. Never came back after camp. Long story short, they found out a 12-year-old boy purposely killed him. He strangled him, just beat him to death, like, killed him. And the kid, like, went to jail. And he got released eventually. He's, like, maybe 30, 40 now, something like that. Jesus. I could be wrong. And then they had an interview, and he, like, just had, like, mental issues. He, like, went to, like, institutes and stuff like that. And he's, like, totally normal now. But, like, it's crazy to see, like, he was 12 years old and just went to jail. That was it. Like,
that's insane.
Yeah,
and
it's crazy.
Damn.
The kid's parents probably see this 34-year-old just like, that's our son's murderer, just out and about.
Crazy,
like, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. So, that's fucking nuts.
It's really sad, yeah.
Well, on a lighter note.
Happy New Year.
Do you guys think that cops go on Waze and leave random police sightings to cause people to slow down without actually having to stay and check?
Oh, Waze is an app.
Hold on. Can you say that one more time? I did not.
So do you think.
That's a funny one.
Don't react.
Wow.
Like,
do you think cops go on Waze? You know, Waze, the app. Yeah. And they leave random, like, police sightings, like police markers. Like,
okay.
when there's, like, a cop on the road to, like, check on people.
Yeah.
To cause people to slow down without actually having to go there. And
that's,
like,
really funny.
Check.
That is really funny.
I don't use Waze. That's why I'm so fucking confused.
No,
right,
so, like,
so
little...
on the map, it'll be like, cop up ahead in a mile. So you'd be like, oh, shit, slow down. Be careful.
Got it. Okay.
But they're saying, like, do they think cops are saying that there's a cop up ahead?
Oh, I'm sure. My favorite, when it comes, since we're talking about conspiracy theories, been loving the Mandela effects. You know the Mandela effects?
The Mandela effect, yes.
The Mandela effect, because there are so many, and they're all fucking crazy. Because
there's
a
bunch of good ones.
A bunch of good ones. Okay, you guys tell me, remember Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
Spell Looney Tunes,
no,
the cartoon.
No, I don't want to.
L-O-O-N-E-Y-T-U-N-E-S.
That's not how it was always spelled, was it?
I thought it was T-O-O.
Wait, is that how it's spelled?
That's how... Everybody says that they thought it was T-O-O-N-S because they're cartoons, they're tunes.
Yeah, I thought
so. I always
that.
Thought it was tunes, but it's actually Looney Tunes, T-U-N-E-S.
Oh,
it's a
there's
show.
A similar one like that with Fruit Loops.
Oh,
Fruit Loops.
Yes.
But Fruit Loops, I always saw O-O-T.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought F-R-U-I-T.
Me too.
Really?
The Berenstain Bears fucked me up.
Oh,
yeah.
That one is just
that
ugly.
That one I did not believe until I went back to... Well, guys, before we get to Berenstain Bears
it's an old children's book.
Yeah, it's an old children's book. And you would always say it like the Berenstain Bears. You would never say the Berenstain Bears. So when this came about, like this came out like what, 3 or 4 years ago? Everybody was talking about it, that it's actually called it's the Berenstain Bears, not the Berenstain Bears. I did not believe it. I thought it was like Google fucking with us. When I went to my dad's house, I went straight to the garage because that's what all of our children's books was. Pulled out the book and it was fucking Berenstain. I just could not believe it because it doesn't. It didn't never look like the A-I-N. It always looked like E-I-N.
Yes, and I think it was because we were kids. It's in cursive. We don't really understand cursive, and I think our parents are picking up the books, reading to us, and they're
this is the Berenstain Bears. What is this?
The Berenstain Bears. Let's just read it.
But like, why? How are all of our parents making the same fucking mistake?
Because you don't meet a lot of people with the last name Stain. You meet a lot of Steens and Steins, and so. I think it's just tricky on the eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know why it's called the Mandela effect, though?
I do.
Tell me, Mariah.
Well, there was a man named Nelson Mandela, and he went to jail, and people remember him dying in jail in the 80s, correct?
Yes.
But he actually died in 2000, I could do this, nine.
I think it was pretty recently.
Yes, that's where the Mandela effect came from.
Got
thank
it.
You very much.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you.
Good job. Yeah.
All right, well,
easy.
Well, let's not drop the whole set.
Okay, I don't need to talk for the rest of the time.
This is gonna fuck y'all up.
Okay, right. Bring it.
Spell the shoe brand. Spell Skechers.
S-K-E-C-H-E-R-S.
Well, you're not making it fun.
Well, what did you think it was?
I thought it was T-C-H-E-R-S.
No. I don't think it's called Mandela effect.
I feel like this is a bunch of kids like, yeah, there was a T. Like, they're just trying to make their own Mandela effect.
It wasn't a sketch. Etch-a-sketch.
Okay, did Curious George have a tail?
No. Wait, I mean, my bird.
I don't know.
I don't think he did.
He didn't. No.
He didn't.
But
no.
He's a monkey. Picture, it looks like, why doesn't he have a tail?
He's supposed to have a tail. He's a monkey.
He's supposed to have a tail.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't. No. But I always just remember him having a cute little butt without a tail. Like,
all right, Matt.
Yeah, that is weird.
Another big Mandela one is the Star Wars, the Luke, I am your father.
Yes!
That one fucks me up. That one really gets me going because I don't get it.
What does he say? He doesn't say Luke.
He doesn't say Luke. He says,
I'm pulling it up. Sorry for the delay. He never says, Luke, I am your father. He actually says, no, I am your father.
And you know what's weird? The actor in there, he tried to quote it and he said, Luke, I am your father.
And he remembers it as
James
Luke.
Earl Jones.
Wow.
Right. There was an interview and he said he remembers saying, Luke, I am your father. But it's never that.
Wow. So
no, that's, I am your father. That's a big
so
mess up on pop culture.
Sound right.
Like that one, like we
because
all dropped the ball.
Everybody said, Luke, I am your father. Right. All the time. Remember the fan that you say, Luke, I am your father?
Yes.
It just kept on going and going and never stopped.
Why did we hear that?
So, another crazy one. You know the song, We Are the Champions by Queen.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
So at the very end, it's like, We are the champions. Of the world.
Yeah.
Like at the very end.
He never says my friends.
No.
There's no of the world.
We are the champions.
Okay.
There is no of the world at the end of the song.
But in the Mighty Ducks.
I think in the end of Mighty Ducks,
because I've heard of the world.
Everybody always says of the world. So on this, like the actual album, CD, the song does not say of the world. He sings it live in a performance and says of the world at the very end. And for some reason, that is what everybody thinks, or just made it become such a thing. Hmm. And everybody thinks it's like that at the end of the song.
I believe that. That makes sense. The movie Snow White. What does Snow White say to the mirror?
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
She doesn't say mirror, mirror on the wall. She says magic mirror on the wall.
Come on. Really?
Yeah.
Why do we always do mirror?
Magic
mirror?
I have no idea. Someone just said mirror, mirror on the wall. So people just decided
to. Screw this.
Magic mirror.
Magic mirror on the wall.
Oh, man.
Makes no sense.
What do they say in Shrek?
Probably mirror, mirror on the wall.
Or maybe he just says mirror. Magic mirror. I can't believe it.
Huh.
Huh. Do you guys know? Okay. Do you guys like Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love her music.
Where has she been?
Well, have y'all heard about the Carly Rae Jepsen conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Okay, so there was this guy, Max Landis. He's a movie screenwriter. He made this living document. It's called A Scar No One Else Can See. And he calls it also this theory known as the Jepsen Pattern. And through this theory, he argues that Jepsen has been secretly singing about the same thing over and over again. Okay? So, it would be like if the Beatles... You know that the song about Yellow Submarine? If every one of their songs was talking about a Yellow Submarine, okay? Follow me on this one, okay? This is like a 60 to, I think, 100-page essay that you can read. And I read this a few years ago. Okay, the Jepsen Pattern.
He got too much time.
I know, he really does.
Okay, Basically, he says Jepsen only sings about temptation, obsession, limerence, secrets, escape, rejection, misery, and longing.
Everything you can possibly think about.
Sounds like every song.
Okay. But Jepsen never sings about wanting to dance and have fun, clubbing and partying unless it's to escape something, and looking great or feeling confident.
I don't get it.
What are you getting at? Carly Rae Jepsen, all of her songs, even down to her Christmas song, are all this like unreciprocated love. It's all this obsession about somebody and something. It's never like a green light by Lord.
So you're saying that these people in her life, they were really never in her life. They were just people.
She's hung up on this breakup, and every song is about the breakup.
Okay.
Every song is, it's all plucking on the same like string of this obsession and just pursuit of this man.
It's hard to write songs. She got one thing on her mind.
Exactly.
It's a very like extensive essay, but if you are a Carly Rae Jepsen fan, I highly recommend looking into it because it's fascinating. And the writing, the way this guy writes it, is actually really good.
Have you looked into the Pixar theory?
Yeah.
I remember so that. Explain it, what it is.
Cool.
Again.
That every single Pixar movie is connected.
Oh, I've seen, there's movies that I've seen or screenshots that I've seen where you'd see characters in those movies, right. But very fast. But so it'd be passing by.
It's so hard, like, where to start in it. The main things I know is that Boo from Monsters Inc. Is the witch in Brave.
Right.
BNL is the Big and Large, which is funds the...
That type of connection.
It's the batteries, in Toy Story. Crazy. And it also owns the spaceship in WALL-E. And there's this whole thing about the energy crisis.
Whole world, like, of intertwined stuff.
Oh, I didn't think it was that connected.
And, like, Bug's Life is actually, like, the plant that at the end of WALL-E, that their first plant that they make on Earth is actually ends up becoming the tree in WALL-E, I'm pretty sure.
What?
It's really weird. And, like, there's a couple videos on YouTube you guys can look up that'll go into detail and really explain it all. But, like, it ties into, like, cars and everything. Like, it's
weird.
So weird.
It's really deep and very, very complex. It's so complex where it's so hard. Like, we're not doing it justice talking about it.
Right.
But,
none of this is.
Do y'all hear about mattress firms?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I love this theory.
Yeah. It's like,
hold on.
Why are there so many mattress stores? But it's because
why is there so? If you look up mattress firms, there's so many. There's way too many. Nobody goes to mattress
and you
stores.
Keep one mattress for 10 years.
Exactly.
They think it has to do with like the mob or
money laundering.
Yeah, money laundering.
I have been suspicious about mattress places since I was a kid. I was always like,
because I'm always like, why are they always on sale?
Yeah. Why are there so many? And like, why?
Hold on.
Yeah.
That is weird to think about.
Because people are not looking for mattresses all the time, but to have that many stores, it makes no sense.
Never in my life have I gone into a mattress store and laid down on a mattress and bought it.
No, not
like, I have. No, but it was like, it's such a...
It's always been like, I'll go to Ashley Furniture, buy a bed, and they're like, okay, it comes with a free mattress. And you're like, give me that.
Exactly.
There's an Avril Lavigne one. Did you have that one?
Oh, I did. Mariah.
Committed suicide?
No. She died. And they replaced her with Melissa. Here, let me tell you the full thing. So it says over here, Avril Lavigne was replaced by a lookalike named Melissa in 2003.
Uh-huh.
The theory claims Lavigne, struggling with fame at the beginning of her career, began using a body double named Melissa. At some point, the real Lavigne is said to have died, so the record company replaced her with Melissa full-time. Proof, in quotations, has included Lavigne's red carpet shots. Lavigne wears trousers. Melissa prefers dresses and skirts. So Melissa's constantly, like, she's constantly just wearing skirts and dresses now. And supposed differences between the facial features of pre-2003 Lavigne and the current incarnation, theorists also believe Melissa has left clues in songs such as Slipped Away, in which she sings, "The day you slipped away was the day I found it won't be the same." There was even a publicity shot in which Lavigne had Melissa written on her hand. Spooky.
Let me see. Is there like a picture? Like,
there's no picture. Okay,
there are a few pictures. It just looks like someone who got really famous and started making money and just got like their teeth fixed and like a little.
Oh, she looks better.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks like the more Barbie version. And that's right when
when you look at both pictures, it's the same nose. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, there is no way.
It's like back then doing like Kylie Jenner, it would be the same thing. Like,
people are just mad that she had a glow up. Okay, let her live.
Let her live her best life.
She was all punk.
This is my favorite one. Have you heard the Taylor Swift theory? Where she was cloned by a former satanic priestess.
Oh my God.
The theory, which dates back to 2000, claims Swift is an Illuminati clone of Zena LaVey, the daughter of the founder of the Church of Satan. Essentially, the two look similar. There are thousands of videos on YouTube comparing the two, which surely counts as proof. I would love to try to be a part of a cult for like a month and just see where it goes. Like, I like just a dark, dark cult. Well, Matt, you were saying that like cults, they start off like fun and then they just go south real quick.
Exactly. I'm always worried about cults because I really do feel like I...
It's like a tennis club you join and you're
I'm impressionable. Or like I would totally go to a cult. This is what happened. This is what would happen. I'd go and be like, I'm just going to check it out. Just here to see what y'all's way of life is. Just... see the good side of things, and you wouldn't be able to get me out of there.
I'd be like, in 2 months, there's just like people sitting in a circle, Matt in the air, just.
No, that's exactly how it would go down, and I just think I'd get carried away in a cult.
I just want to be a part of something, you know?
Yeah.
They sound. We're on the Block Squad.
Block Squad's getting old. We need to branch out. Try new satanic cults.
Oh my God, David's a cult leader.
We are in a cult.
Oh my! I forgot I was gonna look this up. I want to look up conspiracy theories of our friend group.
Daddily, I believe in it.
I believe
that's
in
a conspiracy.
It too.
What are the conspiracy theories about?
I don't
our
know.
Group?
I just feel like because people that have been watching us for the past 5 years, I'm sure that there are certain things that they believe or certain things that they think has happened in our friend group, or because we do hide. We don't hide, but we do like there are a lot of things that has happened in our life that. Has not been on the internet, you know?
Oh, here's another one. Restaurant owners sing happy birthday to embarrass you. Like, that's because they don't want you to go in to take advantage of free birthday food.
Okay.
So they do it. They go, okay, well, if you want this free food, we're going to come out and sing it to you.
Oh, that's funny.
Because they don't want people just coming
you
in.
You know, restaurants are not allowed to sing the actual happy birthday song.
I have heard that.
They are.
What? It's like copyright.
Every song's copyright. Yeah. So they have to come up with their own song.
That's a happy birthday from the Chili's crew. We wish it was their birthday so we could party too. Hey.
Wow.
Every single restaurant.
Interesting.
They're not allowed to sing it.
What's another fun one that we know of?
The moon landing.
Heath really, really believes that the moon landing didn't happen. And I kind of agree with Heath because the footage is fucking ridiculous. Because back then you saw the footage was like, oh shit, that's a moon landing. But now seeing it, you're just like.
It looks like really bad editing.
Really bad editing, like really bad like video shop that like they did to the video.
So I don't think we went to the moon or like they say we did.
Yeah.
Or
at least that's not the real footage of the moon landing.
Well, supposedly NASA came out and they admitted that it's not the real landing.
Yeah.
That they accidentally taped over and re-recorded like a VHS and re-recorded over the real footage. So they had to fake it to have a video of it.
But there's this movie that came out called, what's the movie called?
Apollo 11?
Apollo 11, is that the movie?
Apollo 11, yes.
Where they were able to find this footage and completely remaster it.
It's
and
like all footage of like the day it's happening. Like it looks great.
It looks like I just can't believe that they hid this footage or they couldn't fix this footage?
Well,
like, what
supposedly
was
it's like a bunch of extra footage that like it was just old and nobody wanted to do anything with it. But they got it like digitally remastered to make it look cleaner and newer and edited, whatever. But yeah, that's all fine and there's footage of it, but still everything is great except the footage on the moon.
But they actually have, in the movie they have the actual footage of the moon landing, correct or no?
It's, I don't know. It's very, very wonky. And
I just
also there's a bunch of like different like flaws within like lighting and they like admit that it's not like the real footage.
They said they had to recreate it because they've lost it or something. If I had the tape of that, I would put it in a safe. Nobody touch it. Like, how does it get taped over?
But here's the thing. It's NASA. These are the smartest people in our nation.
They were
most curious minds ever. How do you pull off a fake moon landing and not one person blows the whistle on that? Someone who's that smart and
billions of dollars does that.
To pay them to be quiet?
Sure, yeah.
Or just to create the illusion that they actually are doing something.
I'm sure there was a bunch of people working in NASA that thought that they were doing it.
But we had such a high tension with Russia. We needed to to be on that moon.
Right.
Was Russia faking it as well? Did they even go to the moon?
We beat them to it.
We beat them to it, exactly. But they had beat us to space. I don't know.
What is
matter? Where are the Russian astronauts? Where are they? Are they still in space?
They're Russian.
How many people do you think are in space right now? It's always a fun game to play.
I don't believe
there's nobody in space. There's people in space right now.
ISS is
real. There's always somebody in space right now.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I don't think the ISS is real, Matt.
How many people do you think are in space right now?
I don't know, six.
Is it like Xenon, the girl of the century? Do you think it's like that? There's a whole fucking...
Three people are in space right now.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Who? I think it's let me pull it up. Oh, wait. Six people are in space right now. Christina, Alexander, Andrew, Luca, Oleg, and Jessica. Shout out to them.
Is that Mars thing still happening where they're sending 200 people to Mars and starting a new life there? That's not happening, right?
I don't know. That documentary that they made a while ago about it apparently wasn't real.
Who would willingly sign up for that shit?
A lot of people have dreams and ambitions, and that's what they want to do. This is a funky podcast.
God, imagine being the first YouTuber in Mars.
What a clickbait title.
Yeah.
You're like Protozoa from Xenon. Like, first rock star in Mars.
You think we went to the moon, though?
There are days, Heath, where I am like, 100%. And there are days where I'm like, no.
No, I totally get that, too.
But I think Stanley Kubrick had something to do it. I think there's a tie to The Shining. And I think that the flag... Why is the flag moving? There's no...
Atmosphere
in space. It's a vacuum.
There you go, Matt. Get it. There you go.
Okay, that's what I'm skeptical about. But if you look into it, there's answers for all of that stuff.
Why was there a marked prop on the ground?
Marked prop on the ground?
Yeah, it's got
like
a
rock
an initial
that's like
marked
on it. As a prop.
Like a little like...
Guys, you know Papa John's? Remember, you know Papa John's? It's actually Mama John's. We've been reading
idiot.
It all
Shut
differently.
Up.
No, like,
shut up.
No, look at Google right now.
Like Mama John's?
Mama John's.
They just blew our mind right there.
I would have like a stroke, man. I'd be like, what is happening? I would think something was wrong.
That's really
funny. I definitely fucking pooted. I hope you guys didn't hear me poot, but you can definitely smell it now.
Do you think we have... aliens at Area 51 or anything like that?
Oh, what's that Area 51?
I think Area 51 is a distraction and it's actually in a whole different location and they give us Area 51 for us to pay attention to it and meanwhile, it's a whole different place.
Wait, I wonder if all those people rushed to Area 51.
But what's Area 51? What is it?
It's supposed to be hidden government information?
It's a restricted place of government property or no one is allowed to go and there's a lot of
supposedly
requirements.
What would be...
UFO went down and crashed there.
Oh,
and
really?
They built stuff around it and were doing...
Oh, God. Imagine they had that shit just like a UFO and an alien like just sitting in
lab. There's people that worked in Area 51. I forget his name. I was just watching the documentary on Netflix. But supposedly... He was working in Area 51, and there's proof of that. And his job there was to recreate the technology from that spacecraft and, like, backwards engineer it in order to have that technology. And, like, he's come out and, like, said it. There's an element that we don't have.
Yeah.
But it's out of, like, our solar system or our planet. We don't have the element here. So it's... A fake element that it's used to make this technology.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do you think this world would go into chaos if they ever like release footage of like an alien and a UFO?
Yeah.
Just imagine. How would you react to that? Like,
I would love it.
Cults.
Cults
would happen. It would challenge people's belief in religion.
It would
fall apart.
Everything.
Oh, shit.
It would fuck everybody's heads up. Like, what even is real? What exists? What is life?
The biggest impact it would have on is religion. If you ever see the show The Leftovers on HBO, it's basically when like 10 or 15% of the population one day just vanishes out of thin air. And like society is like, it's like years later, but is trying to move on. But then people are like, wait, but do you remember how 15% of the population just disappeared? And like everybody is still hung up, but the world's trying to move on. And it's this weird and just shit gets interesting. Uh-huh. But that's like, that's,
I'm ready for
like,
something like that to happen. I just want something to talk about. Yeah. Something to live for, you know? Just yeah. some crazy fucked up shit to happen.
I got ants in my pants.
You got right. Oh, you're getting swamp ass. Mariah has swamp ass.
Swamp too. I've been standing up, itching my butt this entire
time. Hell, y'all nasty.
This is really funny. We actually recorded two podcasts today because we're all going to be out of town.
We all just changed
our
shirts.
We changed outfits, trying to cover it up.
That's why I still sound nasally and sick in two episodes. Guys, I'm still sick after
guys,
2 weeks.
We wrap soon? We've been talking for an hour and 25 minutes. I got to pick up a present.
Oh, Matt has to go. Okay, well, Matt has to go. We got to go. All right, guys, thank you.
It's my present for her.
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast.
Hopefully we didn't sound too stupid.
Yeah, no, I mean, whatever.
I'm so worried about this one.
You guys probably knew as much as we did on these conspiracy theories, but it's fun to be dumb about it together.
Right.
You know?
We're not professional. Fun. We don't have citations to pull that we know.
Exactly. So, again, thank you. We post the audio version of our podcast every Monday on iTunes, Spotify, podcast app, all that good stuff. And then the video form we post on YouTube.com/Zane and
mm-hmm.
Have a happy new year.
Oh, my God. Today, this
we should have a countdown.
Yeah. 10,
9, 8, 7,
Massa,
six, get me the
five,
fuck
four,
out of here.
3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
I can't believe we've been doing this podcast for a year.
There's a conspiracy about that. Did you guys hear that if you play the Zane and Heath podcast
backwards?
Right before the new year, the ball will try. All right, guys, we gotta go.
Backwards is renegade, renegade, renegade.
Bye, guys.
Bye.